VorpalNetwork.com.
It's the time that some of you have been waiting for all summer.
Dun dun dun.
It is time to announce the New Life Contest winners. We have all kinds of fabulous prizes being promised to us from all kinds of fabulous prize sponsors, supporters, what have you. And I'm looking forward to giving some of these things away. And it should be awesome. I know people have been waiting. We're about, what, two months late on this?
Just a little.
Yeah. I'm going to blame you because you're supposed to be in charge of the contest. But on the other hand, it's probably my fault because a lot of it you don't have access to. So.
Yeah, I mean, I created the spreadsheet of forums months ago.
I don't know, that was months ago.
But I didn't have access to the call-ins.
The voicemails, yeah.
But that's okay. You can blame me. It's fine.
Yeah. We should, anyway. But yeah, so we've got it all done. We got it figured out, and I've got everybody. We figured out everybody who entered by doing both things each month or during each month, and then I assigned each of those entries a number. I put it into the random number generator over at random.org and figured out not only who is the monthly prize winners because Aaliyah Tools and Noble Knight Games provided monthly prizes, but then also who won first, second, and third place. And I also figured out some the runners up. Categories and who the first, second, and third runners up are, just in case we have people that are international or what have you that that can't get prizes shipped to them. I know at least a few of our sponsors said they weren't going to ship internationally, so, and which is I guess reasonable. First contest we ran, I didn't say that, and I did end up shipping just to Canada, and it cost me an arm and a leg in shipping, so that seemed reasonable. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we got the entries, whatever the word is. Let's talk about who supported it, and then we'll announce the big winners.
Okay. The first place prize is Noble Knight, gift certificate for $35. Gnome Stew's Eureka print and PDF. Sly Flourish DM tips PDF.
And it's worth noting that we never changed the website, but Mike Shea, who is Sly Flourish, did announce on an episode earlier during the contest that he was also going to throw in one of his playing Epic Tier or running Epic Tier books as well, which is a fantastic book.
Oh, yeah. Sonic Legends CD, Obsidian Portal 6-month subscription, Aaliyah Tools $75 gift certificate, Keywords.
$75? That's a lot. That's a lot of magnets, man.
I can't believe that we're giving that to somebody else, but, you know, hey. I like to spread the love.
I probably spent about $75 at Aaliyah Tools at Gen Con this year.
You got a lot of stuff there.
I like Aaliyah Tools stuff.
Q Workshop, $20. Epic Word subscription for 1 year. And the first pick of an open design book.
What were the open design books? Let's mention those real quick. The Kobold Guide to Game Design Volume 3. Soldiers of Fortune by Matt James, who we know from around here, and Courts of the Shadow Fae, which ties in well to some of the books that have actually come out during the contest, right? Heroes of Shadow and Gloomrot and all that all tie in very well to the Courts of the Shadow Fae. You could use them all together. So that's first place.
Right.
Second place is getting a Noble Knight, a $20 $20 to spend, I guess. Both a print and PDF of the Gnome Stew Eureka product, Sly Flourish's DM tips, and running Epic Tier games. This a Sonic Legends CD, an Obsidian Portal 6-month subscription, Aaliyah Tools $50, still not too shabby. Q Workshop is $10, which is going to get you a nice set of dice. An Epic Word subscription for 1 year, and the second pick for open design books.
And then third place, Noble Knight $10, Gnome Stew Eureka PDF, Sly Flourish Books, Sonic Legends CD, Obsidian Portal 6-month subscription, Aaliyah $25, Q Workshop 5, Epic Word subscription for 1 year, and the third pick of the open design books.
I don't know about you, but it seems worth it to me.
I like it.
I think we should have made them work much harder.
I think so, too. They should have designed our content for our games, at the very least.
I think so, yeah. So all of you guys that win, you're going to be the winners, but we're not actually going to ship anything until you design my next adventure.
Yeah. You can be our little fake creatures that create our content for us at night.
That'd be awesome. It is also worth noting that Noble Knight went a little above and beyond, and they threw in three $5 monthly giveaways, and Aaliyah Tools threw in six $10 monthly giveaways. So that's awesome all around.
I think people are going to have a lot of fun.
I think they are. So should we? What should we announce first? The big. We should probably do the monthly winners first, huh?
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
All right. So these, and we're going to use forum names to sort all this out.
That was one of the fun parts of this, was matching up people's forum name with their call-ins.
Right, especially the first month or two before we started. Before I went on the forum and announced, okay, look, guys, I can't tell, Jim Smith from Colorado if you're, what random forum name you have. So you have to call in with the same name you're using on the forum. But we got it sorted out now.
Totally.
So in January, our monthly giveaway winner getting $10 from Aaliyah Tools is Icosahedron.
Woo!
And in our second month, February, the winner of another $10 from Aaliyah Tools. Tracy?
As Palamon.
Palamon. In March, winner of $10 from Aaliyah Tools, we have Transmuter.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's nice. I mean, there were some people that entered the contest like every month. And I think most of the ones who were really on it and did that, entered, consistently, I think all of them are walking away with something.
I think so, yeah.
In our fourth month, what month would that be? April. There we go. I don't know months well, I guess. In April, this person taking $10 from Aaliyah Tools and $5 from Noble Knight is
Palamon.
Again. Wow, big winner.
The random.org really liked him, I guess.
I guess so. Moving on into May, our winner of, again, $10 from Aaliyah Tools and $5 from Noble Knight is Shinobikao, who lives in Japan, I believe. So that's a long ways to travel for magnets, huh? Which is ironic, because they're probably being made in China. And then shipped to the United States and then shipped back to him. Anyway, and our last monthly giveaway, we have, again, $10 from Aaliyah, $5 from Noble Knight, and our winner is
Palamon again.
Palamon, three times in a row. Big winner, Palamon. All right. And now we get into our big prize winners, which we just announced all those big prizes, hundreds of dollars worth of prizes. We have first, second, and third place, all decided by random.org's random number generator. We also have the first, second, and third runner-up, because I know that some of our prize supporters said that they didn't want to have to ship internationally. And so as that gets sorted out, some people may decide they don't want to pay for shipping or what have you. So we have runners-up that might be getting something, but don't count on it. We'll see what happens. So should we go backwards?
Sure.
Okay, our first, second, and third runners-up are, give it to us,
Ripcord, Dee Weasley, and Palamon.
All right. So those three are the ones that didn't win anything, but could still get stuff.
But are awesome all the same.
They are awesome all the same. Ripcord is all over the internet, too. He is everywhere. Have you seen him other places?
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. He's around. Get on the forum sometime. Come on.
Well, okay. Outside the forums, I don't know.
In third place, then. Our third place winner is Shinobikao.
Woohoo!
All the way over in Japan. Our second place winner
is Transmuter.
Transmuter. And our first place winner, taking home the big, big prizes, is Endless Circle.
Woo!
Yay! That was exciting. I wonder if they're as excited as we are. Actually, I'm a little jealous.
I'm really jealous.
They're getting a lot of cool stuff. That's the problem with these contests, is that I don't get to take home the stuff.
Right.
Anyway, so there's the contest. The Tome Show contest is done. It is over. Those three people, Endless Circle, Transmuter, Shinobikao, need to contact us at thetomeshow@gmail.com so that I can start getting emails sent out to the sponsors and addresses sent out and what have you for where things need to be shipped and all that. So I think that's the contest.
Yay!
Thank you to all of those who supported, to all of those who entered. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed reading the forum posts. I know we had some really high hopes on how to integrate the biz line, and we have all those calls. I think we've talked about maybe sometime when we've got a slow month or whatever, just throwing together a mailbag episode where we go through all of those comments and questions and actually respond to them and do some of that. So yeah, contest is over. It's done.
Yay! Congratulations to everybody who won, and thanks for entering.
I'm on the wall.